I'm Sidi.
I'm Sherry.
And we are
Dark Humor. We've got with us today another improviser with us who's regularly on our show.
Performer.
Who are you?
I'm Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Where do you come from?
I come from, well, Northern Ireland originally, and then I moved over to Scotland.
Okay, that's great. That's way more information we were expecting. Hey, what's your favorite part of improv, Rachel?
Sorry?
What's your favorite part of improv?
Probably that you never know what's going to happen.
That's true.
Yeah.
Speaking of...
Oh, yeah.
Can you read out our latest letter?
I do. I have a letter for you guys.
No, but it wasn't written by you, right? It was written by some anonymous person.
This is a complete stranger.
Our Insta, and you're just, they DM'd us, and now you're reading it from our account.
That's true.
That's the modern way.
Modern.
Draw this up. Dear Sadie and Shari, long time listener, first time DMer. You guys, you just seem to really have it together and you seem to have like lots of friends. I don't have any friends. Mm. Do you have any tips on how to make friends? Will you be my friend? Those are actually two questions, so I'll take that one by one, I guess.
Oh, right. Then we have to answer first, don't we? Okay. So what was the first
one? How do you make friends?
How do you make friends? You just do improv.
Yeah, you just do improv. All those people also don't have friends.
That's true.
And they're looking for friends.
That's true.
So you just, it's like a Venn diagram of loneliness.
That's true.
And it overlaps and you have a lot of
friends.
Okay. The second question
was,
will you be this person's friend? Signed,
are they an improviser?
Elon.
Are they an improviser?
I can't really tell.
Oh, that you wouldn't know.
At this age, I only make new friends with improv.
If I'm going to be honest, I don't really have many friends outside of improv.
Ooh.
That's weird, right?
So to be clear, that's your advice for all the lonely people
out
there.
It's the only life we know.
I just want to confirm that we're not sad. That we're...
That's good. That's I'm glad to hear, because I feel sad now after this conversation.
I feel a mixture of emotions and I don't know how to describe it. But thank you,
choices.
Thank you, Rachel, for coming on our show.
Yes, you're welcome.
Being an improviser with us.
Yay! We're all friends, right?
Yeah.
Enjoy.
And now on with our show.
Okay, everybody, our word is alarm.
Alarm.
It's 6 a.m. This is your morning wake-up alarm, and I am far too cheery for the morning.
I'm even cheerier in the morning, pal. I'm the most cheery in the morning.
We are the cheeriest breakfast radio people you've ever heard in your lifetime.
And
we are insufferably cheer-migo-y.
I hate to wake you up in the middle of the night, but I am just a bit alarmed that there's somebody poking around our things downstairs.
It's fine. Let me sleep. They'll go away.
Dear. Hey.
What?
There are people downstairs, and I want you to go confront them.
Why can't you go confront them?
Because I'm delicate and... in my nightgown.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Right, fucking hell. Okay. Hello?
What's up?
I'm the older smoke alarm in this rental Airbnb. And as such, I feel that you as the younger smoke alarm should perhaps show a modicum of respect.
Captain, it's a red alert. The warp drive is malfunctioning and we're not going anywhere. And the Klingons are right behind us.
Sit beside me, number one. Let me tell you something. There's a phrase I always have in situations like this, and it's chill out.
Captain, this is no time for chilling out. They're gonna... Oh, good. Someone's triggered the alarm. That's a relief.
Number one. Sit down beside me. Let me tell you something. When I was in the old human Klingon war of, 20 years ago...
Yeah, that one.
We didn't win it by losing our heads. We won it by chilling out.
Shields 50%.
Our shields are at 50%.
That's okay. We got 50% left. I'm a glass half full type of captain.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Ding dong.
Hi. I'm your neighbor.
Hi.
It's nice to meet you.
Yeah.
How are you? Bit awkward. I don't know if you were, the walls are really, really thin here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to need you to stop setting your alarm for 5 a.m. and snoozing it for 2 hours. I need you to stop.
No. Listen, you and Paul yesterday, I know you had that long conversation about, how you always watch Taggart every night.
Wait, what?
And, he presses the button and you're unhappy and the volume needs to be at an even number and, you want to keep it at an odd number.
I
need my sleep and I need to get up when I want to wake up, so I need to snooze the button, right?
Wait, you've been listening to my conversations at nighttime?
Well, as you said, the walls are really thin. By the way, that mole that you're worried about, you should really have that checked.
What
it does not.
Listen, babe, I don't want to, surprise you, but I am planning you a surprise 6-month anniversary. Yay!
I don't know how to react.
Well, you don't have to do anything right now, but in about a week, when it's our 6-month anniversary, I'm gonna take you out for dinner, and then we're gonna go back home, and I'm gonna be like, hey babe, you wanna get comfy? And then I'm gonna go through the door and put on all the lights, and all of our friends are gonna be like, surprise, and you're gonna be naked, and I want you to act like you don't know about any of it, okay?
You want me to be naked in front of your friends?
Yeah, but act like it's a surprise.
So I hope you don't mind me bringing this hourglass to our date. I just like to watch the sands of time of my life. Always a visual reminder that I'm getting old. I've never really achieved anything in my life. I'm not married. I don't have kids. I've got no career to speak of. So I quite like having this hourglass here, sitting on the dining dinner table. And
wow, you're really bad at dates, aren't you?
what were you thinking? Why did you say that?
Really? I just...
You're not endearing yourself here.
I know. You're not endearing yourself here. This is depressing.
I'm looking for something with a wee bit of understanding.
Well, not your guy, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Houston, there's a red light blinking in the dashboard.
Isn't that nice?
Is it fine?
Which red light is it, Ground Control?
The big one right in the middle.
The big one right in the middle. Which one's it?
It's like the big siren type light that's kind of flashing red and just...
Patrick, go look up the manual.
Two seconds, boss. 2 seconds, 2 seconds.
Big flashy right red.
Oh, boss, that's... this one? That's
turn it off and on again there, spaceman.
Turn the whole IIS off and on again.
Yep.
I like life support systems and oxygen too.
Just for a little bitty second.
If you say so.
How's that working out for you? Beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep.
So I just thought, if I let all the error messages on, we won't need any Christmas decoration. the big red light that's been flashing for like the last 2 hours. I mean, it looks really pretty, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer kind of vibes, you know? And like up there is like a little orange one that's like, it's a big exclamation mark. I don't really know, but it looks really nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, the empty fuel indicator light, and the out of oil light, and the you need to put new carburetors in light.
Yeah.
They're pretty.
Right? And like, I like to have my, I don't know, fog light on because it's blue. That's like, that's a unique one, right? I have the blue one on. Oh, yeah. It's just, it's so nice.
This is going to be the best Christmas in our car ever.
Hi, guys. Hi, I work night shift here at the garage.
Hang on, let me just quickly roll the window down.
Hi. My name's Gareth.
Hi, Gareth.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Do you wanna get in?
We got like, if you move those bin bags at the back, there's still some space. Like you can.
I guess I've kind of been told by my boss to have a chat with you guys, so I guess I could come in.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Make yourself at home.
Oh my goodness, it's tight in here. Oh, it's weird. It smells like off lasagna. What is that? Oh,
it's weird. We had lasagna a few months.
I think I left some in the glove compartment.
Classic.
We use the glove compartment as a compost bin.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's just to ask, like, you guys have been at this shell on Paisley Road West for five days now.
Yeah.
And you know, God bless you, Merry Christmas, and like peace and goodwill to all men.
God bless you.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Gareth.
Thank
God
you.
Bless Shell.
God bless Shell.
Listen, babe, like, I just feel like we need to spice up our relationship a little bit, and I'm feeling a little underappreciated by you.
I appreciate you.
But do you?
I do. I do everything you tell me to do.
Like, okay,
I flashed all your friends.
And that was, like, sweet and all, but I just didn't feel like your heart was in it.
I mean,
we're all waiting for him to do it again.
Yeah, we got the cameras ready.
See, I even brought them back.
I did, because I wanted you to prove your love to me by doing it with feeling this time.
I don't know if I'm comfortable doing it now.
Honey, if you're not comfortable doing it now, then I guess we should just break up then.
I don't want to do that.
Well, then you've got no choice.
Okay, I guess I'll strip.
Honey.
Ta-da.
Oh my God.
That was very fast.
Honey, I just feel like you're not taking us and this seriously.
You really don't love her at all. And really looks like you don't love her.
Can I take your drinks order?
Can I have a cherry cola, please?
Yes.
And can I have a 6-inch sub?
Yes. Well, that's what would you like in the sub?
Pastrami, jalapeno, and the Cajun sauce. Would you like it? Not like a lot.
Got it. And the naked chap?
A 6-foot sub as well, please. A 6-inch sub.
Oh, honey, you're not even trying.
Why would you like me to try? Like, I'm
it's not a foot long.
I think I'll come back later.
We're the three most jolly morning people you might meet in.
Yeah, we are. I'm feeling extra jolly this morning.
I'm feeling jollier still.
Bring, 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 bring.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm Brenda, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, hey, Brenda!
Even the burner name cheers me right up!
What you gotta say for yourself, Brenda?
Yeah, it's just, I'm going through, like, a really hard time right now. I'm going through...
Brenda!
And my mom died. I'm just... Could you just be, like, a little...
Well,
better to have loved and lost than to have never loved your mother at all, you know? Oh.
Can I just request that you just tone it down, just a little bit? Just.
I love you, Brenda.
Josh, what the fuck, Josh?
I love you. I love you, Brenda. I'm one of the three radio hosts. And I know you don't know that I'm one of the most cheerfulest people in the morning.
I feel cheerful now. Brenda's turned that corner. Her mom died, she had a phone call, and now she's feeling good.
No, I'm not. I don't know this. I don't want to. What the fuck? No, I'm not doing good.
Good to hear from you, Brenda. We're hanging up the phone now and getting on.
So, hi, my name is Jennifer. I like to carry an hourglass around me to remind me of the diminishing time that I have left on this planet. Thanks for welcoming me to this group. Yeah, so like, this is like the golden compass where the hourglass is like my spirit animal, and I'd really love to find out how the rest of you represent the dwindling time we have left on.
I've actually gone digital. I've just got the timer on my watch, and it's just it's constantly been going up. It's just like I've not stopped it, and it's just so it's yeah. I mean, when it hits like
when it goes to 9999.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll just have to die.
Yeah.
I have a surgeon, and every day he slices a little bit more off. From my feet. So eventually, when I get to a certain age, he'll slice me away completely.
How old are you? Are you now?
I'm 12.
Hi. I've got some probes in deep space that measures the average temperature of the universe so that I know how long left until the heat death of the universe.
This is actually an old folks home, and we were having a community meeting, and I'm not really sure if my name's Harold.
Hi, Harold.
I actually am the registrar for the old folks home. I take care. I live here. I'm only 68.
You live here and you work here?
I live here and I work here.
You sound much older than 68.
Do you use the old people as the decline of time?
Oh, that's good.
No, actually, I...
Get out of here, Harold.
Hi, honey.
Yeah, honey.
I can hear them talking next door.
What are they saying?
I think he's going to try and, like, initiate an emotional conversation, and she'll just bat him off again.
Oh, no. Like, why do you keep doing this to yourself? God, listen. Shh. They're saying something.
Did you want to talk to me about something?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I sit down?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's best if you sit down.
Okay, you're worrying me a little bit.
Oh my god, this is so exciting. He never asked her to sit down.
Yeah.
I can't hear you if you whisper. Sorry. Can't hear you if you whisper.
I think, do you want a cup of tea?
I do, yeah.
Do you want a cup of tea? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh my god, he's making the final cup of tea.
No one can hear you if you whisper. The podcast cannot hear you guys.
Yes, I would like a cup of tea, please. And as you know, like, I want two sugars in the cup of the tea.
Sure. So, yeah. I've adopted some children.
What?
Yeah, just independently.
Babe?
Yeah?
I've been banned from every subway.
Oh my god, babe! I love you!
Is that all you wanted of me?
I just wanted you to prove your love by doing something heroic. And that is heroic. And now that you've proven your love to me, I could finally feel confident opening up to you.
Oh, that is exciting.
Here is my heart.
Oh, that is literally your heart.
I love you.
I love you too. Are you going to die now? Is this...
I'm dying for our love.
That is way more than I've done.
Like Romeo and Juliet, but you're naked and I'm taking my heart out.
Oh my God, do we have a doctor in the room? This woman has taken her own heart out herself with a butter knife. We don't know how she did it, but she's about to bleed out. Do we have a doctor around here? Your PhD in physics doesn't count. Do we have an actual doctor in here?
Now kiss me, just... big lug.
She's about to... She's bleeding out. Oh my God. Fucking love. Can I...
Well, fellas, The latest statistics are in, and the polls say that we're too cheery for the morning. Whoa. No, you know I'm being serious now, Dave. God, I love statistics.
I love being serious.
Oh yeah. I didn't know. You know, this is our livelihoods, lads, and you know, this is we could be kicked off the air if we don't just tone it down a little.
This is certainly a livelihood.
I'm gonna turn my cowboy hat another way round.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna get my horse in here,
guys. Just I'm here to replace you.
What?
Yeah, like
replace us?
I told you.
Yeah, like just I want to remind you, you know, how your life might end now that you are no longer going to be radio host. I just want to bring a little bit of that deadliness into the mornings of our listeners.
Well, you don't sound deadly at all.
That's what the listeners want.
Yeehaw!
I know what our listeners want.
They want to be reminded of the cold, cold life that they're living and how it's all pointless and they're just going to get up and go to work and work another day until the weekend, which they're going to waste doing nothing at all the way until they die.
I ain't ever going to understand this Generation Z.
I don't understand our listeners.
No, ring, not ring, at all.
Ring, ring.
Okay, caller?
Ring, ring.
You got a caller. You're free.
Really have a caller.
Yeah. Hi, this is Brenda again.
I love you, Brenda.
Brenda's back. Brrrah.
Okay. I just want to say I much prefer the new guy. I am so glad that you're taking over this show.
Hi, Brenda. Much like your mother, you are also going to die one day.
I know. I've accepted this.
So I finally found, it might be a little bit unethical, but I found a way to get our Starbucks coffee orders in earlier. So I just turned a siren on when I drive through traffic. I know, like there's a code and there's a paramedic that we shouldn't do that. But guys, it actually gets the clinic hot. Like hot.
I'm like, going to be honest. I just, one time, I just really needed to get back to, you know, use the toilet. Yeah. And I put the siren on as well.
Oh, man.
It's just,
been there.
Yeah. I'll be honest, we all do it. We all do it, right?
I wanted to impress a date. So I, you know, took him for a ride in the ambulance, put the siren on.
To be honest, like every time, literally every time I come to a red light, I put the siren on.
Yeah.
Sometimes like there's like a really slow old person just crossing the road. I just put it on just to like speed them up a bit.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah. You know, if something goes wrong, I'll just bump them in the back.
Yeah.
I put the siren on in the bedroom.
Ooh.
To speed things up?
Yeah.
Honey.
Yeah.
Did you set the alarm for tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I did.
Like the radio alarm, the one.
Yeah, 7:30.
7:30, great.
Oh my god, guys, I can't believe you invited me for a sleepover. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. This MX5 has back seats.
The back seats are very comfortable.
It's getting quite toasty in here.
Shall I put the top down?
Yes.
Hi guys. I just wanted to say.
Oh, Gareth is back. Hi, Gareth.
Just wanted to say Happy Easter.
Yeah.
Happy Easter, you know.
Do you want to get in?
Might be a bit of a tight squeeze. There's two people in the lab. Yeah, but you can come in if you want.
Okay. Oh, weird. Do you know, it smells kind of like Bolognese that's been thrown against the...
That must be me.
A ceramic wall.
I'm naked.
And that's our show!
Two, three, four.
Your t-shirt, what's on your stupid t-shirt?
It's a river with salmon jumping out of it.
It says, live your life.
Your t-shirt, what's on your stupid t-shirt?
It's a picture of three cats, and it looks like they're getting into an argument.
Meow, meow, meow.
Your t-shirt, what's on your stupid t-shirt?
It's a pearl with a girl earring.
Meta! Exclamation mark.
Your t-shirt, what's on your stupid t-shirt?
It's a black t-shirt with a curtain twitching and a suspicious face at it.
Got milk.
Your t-shirt, what's on your stupid t-shirt?
It's a plant that's smoking.
Your t-shirt, what's on your stupid t-shirt?
It's a grape in BDSM gear.
Stop whining.
Your t-shirt, what's on your stupid t-shirt?
Is a big pile of garbage and it is on fire.
Fuel poverty.
Your t-shirt, what's on your stupid t-shirt?
It is a policeman eating a jelly.
When you can't get lettuce, you eat jelly.
Your t-shirt, what's on your stupid t-shirt?
Yay!
That was fun.
Can't get lettuce. It's just sharp as I don't think.
And that's exactly what you did.
That was good.